This is TWiT.
So listen, I've been running a small wholesale business forever. Windows XP, very simple. I have what they call a Back to the Future phone, my friends call it. It's an old school Nokia, way behind the times. Anyway, I'm starting a internet business, an e-commerce business. So I went and replaced my computers, got a Windows 7, you know, doing all the backups. Now I need to look at the smartphones. I've been to the Apple store. I've checked out the, you know, the iPhone 6, the 6 Plus, the Samsung Galaxy. You know, I am more sold on the Apple, but here's the thing. I'm doing my emails on a web-based platform called RoundCube. My emails are on there and my contacts. But the thing is, I need something that's going to push to the phone, and ideally also the calendar and the tasks. And I've spent hours on, you can get remember the Milk app, this app. I'd like to have something that all pushes to one phone seamlessly.
Right,
and I even asked my tech guy. He's like, "Well, you can get Exchange, but then you can't use Tasks. But you could do this."
I'd stick with RoundCube because RoundCube is IMAP, which will work with anything. RoundCube is his email server, so there are a number of emails.
There's no way to push the contacts, as far as I'm aware. They don't have a calendar. They don't have text.
They don't have any of that stuff. Okay, yeah, Exchange does all of that. Here's what I do, and unless you can have some objection to it, it's what I would recommend is use Google. So Google has contacts and calendar. They also have mail. You don't have to use Gmail. You continue to use Round Mail, but if you wanted, you could use Gmail. The nice thing on both iOS and Android, of course, because it's from Google, does a great job integrating with all the Google stuff, but so does iOS. So the easiest thing to do is to migrate your calendar. What is it in right now?
Well, my calendar is in Google. Tasks are in Remember the Milk.
You see, you can migrate Remember the Milk. Google has tasks.
I was recommended because I have Outlook 2013. Sorry to interrupt you. And then someone's like, you know, why don't you just put everything in that, but find which one would push best to a smartphone.
I wouldn't use Outlook if I were you. Outlook doesn't know. Okay. Yeah, I'm not a fan of Outlook. It's dated. It's pretty dated by now. Now, the interesting thing is Microsoft has purchased a very nice app called Acompli. They just purchased another calendar app. Acompli is email. They purchased another calendar app called Sunrise, both of which work excellently with Google services. They would work just fine with RoundCube. And the interesting thing is that they've put that out as Outlook for iOS.
Acompli. I'm writing this down.
Okay. Yeah, which is kind of interesting because it means you're now you're not using traditional Outlook. Outlook for Office is terrible, I think. It's a personal thing, and a lot of businesses use it. But it's old. It's really feeling its age. The user interface is very ungainly. And
I'm just starting this business. I mean, I'm looking to obviously expand.
Well, if I were starting a new business, I would go with Google Apps across the board. I would use Google Mail for business. I would use the Google Word Processor, Spreadsheet, Slides, Google Calendar. I would just go Google across the board, very low cost. You don't need Microsoft Office at all. It works everywhere. The only place it doesn't work well is Windows Phone.
I'm not interested in
If you're not going to use Windows Phone, then you know iOS and Android Google support is excellent. It's particularly good on Android, and it will always be. iOS, I'm thinking Apple would love to move away from Google. They haven't yet. And Google does continue to provide all of their apps on iOS. But, boy, if you're Android, then you can use Google Hangouts as your messaging client. And I'm all in on Google. And sometimes people don't want to do it because they're worried about privacy, perhaps, or they just feel like Google's too big. It's scary. You know what? Microsoft's big and scary. They're all big and scary now. And a company has to be big and scary to provide you with all the services you want.
What do you use, sir, if you don't mind me asking, for task management?
I use Google Tasks, but there is a very nice task manager that integrates with it called AnyDo. It's what I recommend, AnyDo, and it works on iOS, Android, and web. And it integrates. It will, if you sign up to AnyDo with your Google credentials, it will use your Google Tasks and Google Calendar and everything else. My recommendation, I use Sunrise Calendar. You can use the Google Calendar, but I use Sunrise. This is on iOS or Android. Sunrise Calendar, AnyDo Tasks. The Google Contacts just interface with the phone's own contacts, which is fine. And I use Gmail. And I think you're in pretty good shape there.
I appreciate
it. And I think for starting up a business, that's a great way to start up. It scales with you. It's very affordable. It's, you know, and if you get 100 employees, it works just fine.
Gotcha. But before you let me go, I'm curious. You said you use Gmail, but I already have a, you know, a web.
Continue to use Roundcube. What you'll find is Gmail's free. Does everything Roundcube does and more. Has the best anti-spam of any service I've ever used.
If you have your own domain already.
Well, then, see, that's what why you get Google Apps, because you can assign your domain into Google Apps. So, for instance, my company, which is Twit, we use Google Apps. So our mail server is mail.twit.tv. It sounds like it's coming from our own server. And my email, which is leo@twit.tv, actually is a Gmail account. It all becomes Gmail.
Over. Okay.
Yeah. A lot of universities do this now. In fact, it's, I would say, number one in universities for mail service because it's inexpensive, scales beautifully. You get all these Google services. And if you're using Gmail, then when you get an invitation to a meeting in Gmail, it automatically goes to your Google Calendar. It just all works together. And of course, that's what Google wants you to do. They want you to enter the Google ecosystem. But to me, it's the most complete. It's the most complete ecosystem out there. Unless you do as this consultant says, and you go to Microsoft Exchange, but that's going to add up. That's going to get very expensive very quickly.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Great. I appreciate that advice, especially you said AnyDo, Sunrise Calendar, and Comply. You mentioned
Comply. Well, that's iOS. The iOS Outlook. Microsoft bought them, so Outlook for iOS is a Comply. In fact, I'm sure the calendar app will, because they just bought Sunrise for $100 million. They spent $200 million to buy a Comply, $100 million to buy Sunrise. This is the future going forward of Microsoft Mobile Outlook.
Right, I think leave behind the Outlook. Don't even bother.
I wouldn't. Oh man, Outlook on the desktop's a nightmare.
Okay. Wonderful. I appreciate your input.
Well, that's my opinion, but it's also what I do. And I, frankly, I don't even see the point of spending money on. I use Fastmail. It's an IMAP server. It's like very much like Roundcube, but truthfully, Google kind of handles it all. And Gmail is a very fast, efficient, effective service. You know, and remember, okay. So, and then the other thing is, understand, Google does do this for business. For I can't remember. It's $5 a seat. It's very inexpensive per month. Much cheaper than any exchange service would be. But the free version, which many people use, I continue to use, the way they monetize that is with advertising. I find it unobtrusive, doesn't bother me. Google is using information it garners from scanning the email for keywords, and I presume the calendar as well, to put ads on various pages in a, in my opinion, relatively unobtrusive way. One of the things that'll happen, you'll buy something, get an acknowledgement email to your Google account. And then now when I go to another site that uses Google Ads, let's say I go to The Verge, suddenly seeing an ad in that category or even for that company. And you might say, well, wow, how'd they know that? Well, because they saw the email come through. It's not like a – but that's what you're giving up. And some people that bothers. It doesn't bother me because there's not like a human being at Google sitting going, oh, look who Leo's – oh, my goodness, that – oh, Leo – there's nobody doing that. It's a computer. They have to scan the emails anyway for spam. That's how all spam processing, I don't care if it's Microsoft, Google, or Apple, or your ISP or Roundcube, any internet service provider that is blocking spam does it by doing what? Reading your email. They have to. So if you're worried about, but the computer's reading my email for advertising, it doesn't bother me. But if it bothers you, then you probably will want a different service. I am not convinced that Microsoft's not doing the same thing. you know, you'd have to find somebody that really says up front, no, we promise we'll never look at anything ever. You don't want to be private on the internet, encrypt everything.